It absolutely is my favorite way to spend the fourth Sunday of every month.
Why? What do you get out of it?
It gives me an opportunity to read and to discuss books that probably would be sitting on my shelf for weeks with ladies of like kind who enjoy the intellectual portion of reading and over and above that, what I call titillating repartee, to talk about it after we've had the review. We have one reviewer each month. They review the book, and then we discuss it. And sometimes those discussions are very passionate, depending upon the subject matter and who's there at that particular meeting. But it's just a wonderful way to share the need and the love of books and what they bring to all of us.
The Book Lovers of Charleston was formed 90 years ago. That is extraordinary. It is.
Knowing those 13 ladies, they were women of letters. They were scholars. They were intellectual. They were educators. There was not a forum for them to get together. And maybe they discussed other things also, but primarily the intellectual role of books. They wanted that opportunity to share together, as women like to do. So there was no difference between 1923 and 2013, but to share something that they all had in common.
And the fact that it has remained all this time is testimony to the strength and the passion that you all have to include one another in these great discussions about literature, life, love, whatever kind of passion you bring to this.
And with the, especially over the 16 years that I have been a member, things have changed so much. We go from the economy to, of course, civil rights, women's rights. Politics, of course, has been, really, up front.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the Book Lovers of Charleston will continue for another 90 years?
We certainly hope so. That's our plan. We have one member, Mrs. Mildred Ruth Holt, who has been a member. She goes back that she remembers many and has met of the original founding of the Book Lovers themselves. Mrs. Ruth Stevenson Norman, who died not too long ago, was the last remaining founder. I met her. She met me not too long after I came to Charleston in 72. So I can honestly say that I knew and visited her home and had tea with her back in the 70s. She is was an unbelievable name, educator in this valley.
Yvonne Moore of the Book Lovers of Charleston, congratulations on a 90th anniversary. So exciting. Let's see you back here for the 100th, all right?
I plan it. Thank you.